EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt wants to clean up Superfund sites faster. After a dozen of them flooded from Hurricane Harvey, he toured one site and vowed a, quote, permanent solution soon. Across the country, there are more than 1,000 Superfund sites on a national priority list. Joe Wirtz of State Impact Oklahoma visits one of many where cleanup has dragged on for decades.
Enormous moon-colored dunes of mining waste line the horizon in the spot where Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma meet. This is where half of the lead and zinc the military used for bullets in World War I was produced. Production stopped by the 1970s, but left behind 300 miles of caverns, dangerous dust, and toxic red water that now bubbles into a critical watershed.
You can see to our right a lot of source material that's been pushed up.
Craig Creeman is with the Quapaw Tribe, which manages the cleanup effort. He points to a passing truck filled with the mining waste called Chat.
We've got 10 trucks, so let's say 180 truckloads a day. And we're averaging almost 3,000 tons a day of Chat to the repository.
Tar Creek became one of the first sites added to EPA's Superfund list in 1983. Blood tests later showed elevated levels of lead in local children. Hundreds of residents took buyouts, leaving a ghost town with streets and driveways that lead to weeds. This is exactly the kind of place EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt says should be a priority.
When you look at the roughly 1,330 Superfund sites across the country, there are many that have been on that national priority list for decades.
But President Trump's budget would slash funding for the Superfund program by nearly one-third. In testimony before a U.S. House subcommittee, Pruitt was asked how the agency could clean up sites faster with less money.
It's more about decision-making, leadership, and management than about money presently.
To go out there and say, I'm going to clean up these sites and do a better job, but, oh, I want to cut the program by 30%. It's hard to figure out how those things work together.
That's Kate Probst, an independent consultant who has studied the Superfund program for 20 years. She says lack of money is already a problem. Superfund was initially paid for by taxes on crude oil, chemicals, and corporations. Those taxes expired in 1995. Most of the money now comes from taxpayers. But that congressional funding has declined for nearly two decades during Republican and Democratic administrations.
You know, they don't have the money to clean up an average Superfund site in most states. You know, they just don't have $25 million.
A new report from the EPA's Inspector General suggests understaffing during the Obama administration slowed Superfund cleanups across the country. Probe says Superfund sites would benefit from clearing bureaucratic red tape. Senior EPA advisor Albert Kelly says that is a goal.
Really move to the sites quicker, find out what the impediments that we have that have been over time kind of ingrained into the process, and then find ways to say, let's get out there and let's get these cleanups done.
The EPA is also creating a top 10 list of Superfund sites that need aggressive help. Agency officials recently toured Tar Creek, giving Craig Creeman hope.
You know, if there is indeed a top 10 list, Tar Creek should be there and, you know, prioritizing potential dollars and efforts towards getting this cleaned up.
Even with the extra help, Creeman says this drawn-out, expensive cleanup will likely take decades longer and cost hundreds of millions more. For NPR News, I'm Joe Wirtz in Oklahoma City.